Mr. Green, you are a longtime businessman. You have owned the Fraser Food name and have expanded that name over the years. These allegations, they are sexual harassment allegations. We did want to get you on the air to talk briefly about these and to get your side of it.
Well, I appreciate that, Phil. The allegations are unfortunate. As you indicated, I've operated my business in the Buena Park area for some 23 years. I've grown the business to now include some 10 stores in Southern California, as well as Nevada and Arizona. Our business reputation is at stake. And for these allegations to be thrown around, they've been hurtful to me. They've been hurtful to my family. They've obviously been personally embarrassing.
Well, the allegations came to light 2 months ago from female customers that you were being improper with them.
Which is simply not true. I'm recently separated from my wife. I have many regular customers and repeat customers, many of them women, single mothers, and so forth. And I've taken the initiative sometimes to ask them out socially.
Here's what I'm getting at. If there is nothing wrong with the way you approach these women, why are they complaining?
Well, I think they've been put up to it.
You think it's some kind of extortion?
I do. I'll tell you why. There are people today who will sue you for anything just to see what kind of money they can get out of you. We saw this most recently with this Wendy's case where they found a finger. But
one of these women, a Melinda Kennery, do you know her?
I do know Melinda, and I'm sorry she's taking this at it. I don't know who's putting her up to this.
Well, she said that on a number of occasions, you approached her and said, and the phrase was, "Can I show you where the corn is?"
That is correct, yeah.
Is that a joke?
It's a private joke, yeah, that I asked her, "Can I show you where the corn is?" And
she said that she found it offensive and that there are other customers.
Let me, before you go any further, Phil, I want to read you something that my attorney prepared, and I think this is going to answer a lot of questions. It has to do with the forthcoming nuptials, I guess, of a man by the name of Elton John. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
But I do want to stay with this case, okay?
No, but this is, I just want to read this to you. Elton John is getting married. The 58-year-old singer told the British tabloid The Daily Mirror that he and longtime partner David Furnish are hoping to wed in a civil ceremony. Now, my point and my position, I think, is pretty easy to comprehend. I made a joke, you know, "Can I show you where the corn is?" And yet, Elton John is marrying, another guy.
Well, how are these two things connected? See what I'm saying?
Well,
the two things, unless, of course, you're finding fault with Elton John being a gay man.
No, I don't find fault with him being a gay man. But how come he gets to announce on the Fox News website, which is where I got this, that he's marrying another dude? And, you know, I made a very innocent comment.
Well, sir, isn't it true saying something like that is sexual in nature, can be offensive?
What is offensive about me saying to her, "Can I show you where the corn is?"
Are you denying that it was sexual in nature?
No, I'm not denying that.
Okay, then.
But this is a lady that I've known for a long time.
How well do you know her?
She's been coming into my store for 3-4 years. She is.
Well, but does that give you? Do you feel therefore, because you know her that well, you have the entree to say something like that?
Well, I would dare you, and I would dare any of your listeners, to tell me exactly why that's dirty. I mean,
you said to me that that's sexual.
It is, but it's not anything, I think, anything more shocking than what I just read you, and I want to repeat it. The 58-year-old Elton John, he said he's marrying a guy, and he hopes, you know, it's going to be at Christmas time. Now, I got nothing against this, but it's...
So you're drawing a connection between Elton John's marriage to another man and you being able to say to this woman, "Can I show you where the corn is?" Now, there is another one of your...
I'm just saying that what was offensive about what I said to her That's all I'm saying. I think she's being put up by someone. I think that she's being influenced. I think
there is another woman who said that you took her picture, a Polaroid picture. She was holding, what was it?
Yeah, that's Karen Karen Blaylock. Yeah.
RK, do you know what the picture was?
I asked her to hold. It was one of the Italian sweet sausages.
All right. And you said you were going to put that on your bulletin board as customer. She was going to be customer of the month.
That is correct.
All right. She said she never saw the picture up on the bulletin board.
That is not true because I did put it on the bulletin board.
Well, according to her attorney, you did put it on the bulletin board after she repeatedly asked you, why did you take that picture?
I told her because she was going to be customer of the month.
Then you didn't put it on the bulletin board.
I didn't put it on the bulletin board because I had showed it to a few of the other employees, and one of the guys kept it. And I didn't get the picture back.
All right, why were you passing this picture around?
You know, again, Mr. Andrew, you're asking me a lot of questions, but you won't answer the 58-year-old...
No, I know about Elton John getting married.
You see, you're asking me questions...
I just want to ask you, you took a picture of a woman holding a sausage. Another woman you come up to and say, can I show you where the corn is? And you're telling me that those instances of you're not calling them sexual harassment, and if they are, they're no worse than Elton John getting married.
No, I got nothing against Elton John getting married.
That he's getting married to a guy.
It's that why is what I did shocking, and he's marrying another dude? Why is what I did shocking, and there it is, as if they're announcing the wedding of Prince Charles, you know, and whoever that was that he married. See, because he married a woman. And I heard a lot of people criticize him, but he married a woman. I mean, she's not a good-looking woman. I understand that. But that wasn't my... I don't care.
I think, sir, that what you're doing is... Well, I'll leave it to my listeners. I think a lot of this is very... It's sort of underground sexual harassment.
Well, there is where you're wrong, and there is where I think you got to be careful in what you say. I am not sexually harassing these women.
Well, all right, but I would say to you that...
You can't tell me, just because I asked her, can I show you where the corn is?
Why would you say that repeatedly? Are you going to try to tell me it's because you want to make sure she knows where the corn is?
Again, I don't think I should have to... Maybe, it's... Yeah.
This, do you realize, as the CEO of a company, it sounds a little childish to me.
Why?
It sounds a little childish that you're trying to defend yourself, saying something like, can I show you where the corn is to some woman, taking another woman's picture holding an Italian sweet sausage, and then not putting the picture up. And
I told you, I showed the picture to two of the guys on the loading dock. He didn't bring the picture back right away. I didn't know what to do.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Hold on. Mr. Green, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to be clear. If Elton John's marrying another guy, then you feel you ought to be able to sexually harass a woman.
No, I did not say that. And I'm not characterizing it as sexual harassment. I'm wondering why my behavior is being, why you are focusing on my behavior, and yet two guys can go shopping for wedding invitations together.
You don't like the idea of men, gay men marrying?
I didn't say that either.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green, I think he is in trouble, and this is a guy who is the CEO of a major company. Allegations of sexual harassment coming from female customers, and two of the incidents we've just noted to you, one woman saying that he repeatedly asked her the question, can I show you where the corn is, and another woman who was photographed holding a sausage, and he said that photograph was going to be used as a photograph of her as customer of the month. It never made it up onto their bulletin board. And when I try to pin him down, he goes to the fact that Elton John's getting married to another man. 1-800-449-8686. Have we reached the point in society now where, because of perhaps the more unconventional behaviors of some people are becoming more acceptable, then that means it's a green light for everybody? 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I want to say again, Mr. Henry, I believe that this is politically motivated by people who are business rivals of mine. I do not believe for an instance that these women truly are feel that they have been sexually harassed. I think they're being paid off.
Well, you're risking some lawsuit right there, aren't you? You're risking a slander lawsuit right there, aren't you?
Well, I tell you, what they're saying is has no connection to reality.
Well, you don't deny saying to this woman, can I show you where the corn is? You also don't deny that there was a period of a year there where you called it Ladies Shopping Day on Sunday.
That's correct, yeah. And we get...
Well, let me say, you gave out popsicles.
To all the ladies, that's right.
All right. So you've got a store full of women walking around sucking on popsicles, and you're taking Polaroids.
Mr. Henry, the context that you...
Well, isn't that true?
Yes, that is true.
Why were you taking pictures?
We use them to promote our store.
All right. That may be...
Again, you are falling victim to what a lot of people fall victim to. This kind of what I consider to be character assassination, when it reaches the level of press and radio and television, becomes reality. Now, I'm not denying that I did these things. And I am not saying that it's sexual harassment either. I'm saying that I'm trying to promote my store. I'm saying...
Why do you ask the same woman over a two-year period, can I show you where the corn is?
Because I had asked her out. She said no.
And that's a different way of asking her out?
Again, I'm going to keep reading from this story.
You want to keep going back to the Elton John story? That's fine.
I want to know why what I did is wrong, and yet he, Elton John, can go shopping... You know, for wedding cake with a guy. This is the point that I'm saying.
All right. Pictures of women sucking on popsicles. You got them all over a bulletin board.
That's correct. Well, I don't have them all over a bulletin board.
Well, you're taking pictures of them. You got one picture of a lady holding an Italian sweet sausage that you never did get back because you were showing it to guys on the loading dock.
That is correct. Yeah.
Well, why showing it to them?
They wanted to see it. I don't understand the nature.
Well, the nature of my question, I think you understand what it is. 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Robert Green, and as long as Elton John, who is gay, is getting married to another gay man, your behavior is acceptable.
I didn't say acceptable, but I want to know why I am being focused on when Elton John says, hi, I'm going to get married to a guy. Well, I don't understand why that's...
Well, maybe in the one instance, sir, nobody's being hurt, and in the other instance, some people are being humiliated.
Well, no, that you can't...
No, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Heather, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Green, I just wanted to call you what I would call most guys that I would feel are behaving the way that you are, and that is a low-grade pervert. I know that if
it's easy to call people names, ma'am.
That's true.
What exactly?
As a woman, if I went into a store and I had some guy, regardless of who it was, ask me repeatedly sexually explicit comment, or to me it would be sexually explicit comment.
How is that sexually explicit?
Because it was. I'm sure the way that you were saying it. If you were a farmer and you said something about corn, that would be fine. If I were saying in a perfectly innocent place like a grocery store, and I had someone who had already asked me out to continue to ask me stuff like that, I would say, my gosh, this guy's such a perv, and why does he keep doing this?
Well, ma'am, you may consider it harassing, but why do you think it's perverted for me to ask you, do you want me to show you where the corn is?
Because it's all in the suggestion.
Yeah, that's...
You know what? You can show a girl in a bikini, and that's not a sexually explicit thing unless you show her maybe sucking on a popsicle or... posing with an Italian sausage or something like that. You get a different kind of vibe.
Well, ma'am, here is the day and age that we live in now. In other words, everything a man does, you got to look at with a microscope, and yet two dudes can go and get married?
Here's the thing. When Elton John and his partner, regardless of how you feel about that whole situation, when they go and register at Tiffany's or wherever... They're not, one's suing them for sexual harassment. However, they're doing that to you, so you tell me what the difference is.
Wait a minute, isn't it sexually harassing me if I got to see them shopping?
How's that sexually harassing you?
The lady said they're going to be at Tiffany's, and I'm going to look at that? And that doesn't sexually harass me.
My question is why is, seeing somebody in the... If you saw them through the window of Tiffany's, how could that sexually harass you?
Because
they had no... they had no contact with you. The whole idea of harassment is the fact that they
I'll tell you why. Because Elton John married a woman, and he sang a song that I consider to be one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, your song, which you may have heard it. And then he turns around and he lies to me, and he marries a guy, and he's shopping for napkins with him.
Oh,
see, that's
God.
Sexual harassment.
Wait a minute.
No.
You are, Mr. Green, we have testimony, not your, but you know your attorney has this under discovery, that one of the women said, you walked up to her and said, can I show you how to shuck my corn?
Okay, see, the lady's laughing. How can that be sexual harassment?
Because, I mean, you might as well, when I can't say it because on the radio, you might as well just say, hey, ma'am, can't I just unzip my pants and throw it out here on the table to you? Because that is what any adult who has had any sort of experience would glean from that situation.
Ma'am, well, first of all, thank you for the compliment that you'd think it's the size of a corn cob.
That's not what
You know
I
what?
Said.
That's not what the lady's saying, and I don't even want to go down there.
Well, she's the one that's reading the sexual connotation into it.
Did you not say that to the woman?
Yes.
Was it not sexual in nature?
It was a good-natured adult joke.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll ask Heather. You go into a supermarket, Heather, and the produce manager walks up to you and says, can I show you where the corn is?
And I would say, can I speak to your manager? Because what kind of inappropriate comment is that?
Oh, my God, the guy's asking you if he can show you where the corn is, and you're going to get him fired?
No, I didn't say that. I said, no, it's depending. Is he going to, give me a slimy look and, kind of wink at me?
Yeah, did you not wink at these women?
I'm sorry?
Did you not wink? Ms. Blaylock claims that you said to her, will you hold this salami, and you kind of winked and smiled.
All right, if she's claiming that's what I did, then why did she hold the salami?
Because you said you were making her customer of the month.
All right, so in other words, Elton John gets to lie to me by marrying a woman and writing, what is she laughing at?
I don't know. You just sound like a broken record. You need another line. Isn't there something else in the country that offends you more than that?
Well, it doesn't offend me. I just don't know why it is I can't walk up to a woman and say, here, have a popsicle, and yet he gets to do that.
Well, you're taking pictures of them, walking around the store, sucking on popsicles, and then putting them up on the bulletin board.
And you're also using false pretenses. You're telling a woman, hey, you can be customer of the month, but here, go ahead and pose in this sexually suggestive way.
She was holding an Italian sausage.
Uh-huh. And you also have a popsicle day, and that's a very phallic symbol, just like an Italian sausage is. So you're not,
All right, Heather, let me just say this. We know what you're thinking the next time you suck at a popsicle. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Well, am I right or am I wrong? I'm right.
All right. Heather, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Nobody can take you seriously, and that's why you're going to lose this case.
No, I'm not going to lose this case. I'm going to prove that these are good-natured adult jokes.
In the case of, this is a lady by the name of Marsha Lucas. You said, do you prefer vanilla or chocolate?
That's right.
And you had a big wink.
That's right, yeah. It's an adult joke. And yet I can't say that, but Elton John and a guy named David get to look for wedding trains. Jesus.
I think you're homophobic, sir.
No, I am not.
That's all there is to it. Because I made it very clear to you that these men are not hurting anybody by their civil ceremony that they've announced.
Well, again, I think when the facts come out, Mr. Henry, we'll be vindicated. And I don't think you should kind of put us in the ground just yet. I think that what we have done is served our customers admirably, with class and with respect.
I want to ask you about this photo montage you had on the bulletin board at the exit to the store.
I told you about our customer of the month.
No, this is more than the customer. This is a big. You took the picture of the customer of the month, this Katie Blaylock. You blew it up to 8x10. That's her holding the Italian sausage.
That's correct.
All right. Around it, you put pictures of these women sucking on popsicles.
That is correct, yeah. Oh, so, okay, I get it. That makes me a pervert. Every day...
No, it doesn't make you a pervert. I'm wondering why it is there are women holding sausages and popsicles.
Every day in the news, we're reading about guys coming back from Iraq and everybody falling all over themselves to welcome them home, as well they should. And yet I've been in the business of feeding America for 25 years, and I'm being sued.
You're not being sued for feeding America.
Well, at least they could give me the benefit of the doubt, but they don't do that. And yet every day, guys come back from Iraq, and everyone loves them, and Elton John is going to go out and marry a guy.
You got a picture of a woman holding a sausage and a montage of photos of women sucking on popsicles.
All customers in my store.
Right.
And they knew their pictures were being taken.
I don't think they knew the pictures were being taken for that reason. 1-800...
For what reason is that, sir?
You know what I'm talking about. Can I show you where the corn is? Is that the only thing you have in your produce section?
No, sir.
Then why are you always asking women, can I show you where the corn is? Here is Layla. Go ahead, Layla.
Hey, I just had respectfully, because I think it's kind of humorous, but I have to tell you, what if a gentleman came up to you, Bob, and asked you, with no intonation, no tone of voice, nothing perverted in his tone of voice, but he asked you if you wanted a free popsicle, and then he asked you to hold a salami so he could take a picture of you?
Well, first of all, if you find it humorous, then you don't find fault with any of this, correct?
I don't necessarily. I think it's a. I definitely think it's sexual in nature, but I do think it's kind of a humorous thing.
It's sexual in nature.
You're not denying that it's sexual in nature.
How come these guys come back from Iraq and everybody's kissing their butts?
You know what? Compare apples to apples. That's my point. Don't keep going to Elton John or the guys from Iraq. Compare apples to apples. How would you feel? If the guy came up to you and asked you that. He wasn't blatantly gay.
Right.
He asked you to eat a popsicle so he could take a picture of you. How would you feel?
I'm not going to do it because, first of all, maybe I don't feel like having a popsicle. Secondly, I don't want to use my name for a commercial endorsement.
So that's the only reason you wouldn't do it?
I would also tell him in a
way that was inappropriate?
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you this. He's obviously a homosexual, and you know what I tell him? I tell him the baby corn is in aisle 4.
The baby corn is in aisle 4.
That's right.
Well, that would definitely be, if he wasn't being sexual to you, you're alleging that you're not being sexual to these women,
but see, Layla,
that would be an entirely inappropriate comeback.
Well, wait a minute. The point that I'm making is those women could have said to me, no, I'm not going to suck on a popsicle for you.
Well, guess
but they
what?
Wanted
Some
to.
Of them are. That's why you're being sued, though.
Yeah, that's why you're being sued.
Wait a minute.
Because
the lady...
they are saying that. They're saying, I just realized that I was taken advantage of.
Oh, wait a second.
Take a picture and think, this is great. I'm customer of the month. And then she finds out.
Wait a minute. That's unfair to say. That's unfair to say. If I said to the guy, you know what? No, thank you very much, Elton. I don't want to suck on a popsicle and the baby corn's in aisle 4. Now, those women didn't say that to me. They said, sure, I'll hold your sausage. And now she's suing me. And this is what I'm talking about. And I don't blame the customers. I blame the lawyers that line up like vultures to suck the money out of them, if you'll pardon the expression, suck, and then have the audacity to sue me. Meanwhile, you've got you've got Chinese porn in here.
Okay, there you go again. Chinese, Elton John.
Definitely stay on apples and apples. That was my main point of this conversation.
Well, I don't understand.
Apples to apples.
You
know that as a grocer. You can't compare apples and oranges.
If I came up to you in a grocery store, and I said, Layla, you've been shopping here for 6 months. I want to make you customer of the month. Would you please hold this sausage? And I want to get your picture.
You know what? I wouldn't do it. That's the way my mind works. So I would definitely see that it was sexual in nature, and I'd probably laugh because I think it's funny.
Mr. Renner, I don't think that this.
But I don't have a problem with being, flirted with or whatever.
All right. Here's the other instance and the other part of this, because there's like three or four parts of this lawsuit. There is.
And people are more sensitive than
I
am.
There were two women who were posing with corn dogs. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. They also have come forward.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden I'm a bad guy. All of a sudden that...
Well, wait a minute, man. Sausages, corn dogs.
Yeah, it's definitely
got
some significance there, Freudian significance.
Well, ma'am, if I may say, I think your mind works in a funny way.
Sir...
Well, not in a funny way. It seems to work in the same way that yours does.
Mr. Green, Mr. Green, had you, had you dipped the corn dogs in mayonnaise?
You know, I think it's very unfair.
No, had you dipped them in mayonnaise?
Oh, no.
I think it's very unfair, and I think you're walking very close to a lawsuit, Mr. Henry.
No, you can't. What are you going to sue me for, reporting the news? I'm reading out of the transcript of a lawsuit. You had two women stand...
Why were they holding the corn dogs? And let me ask this lady, Layla. Layla?
Yes?
If we had a special on corn dogs, and I said, you're a customer of the month, would you hold this one dipped in mayonnaise?
You know what? I might do it. But it would definitely be with the awareness of what your point was. There.
Oh, so I mean, in other words, then you can't turn around and sue me.
But, no, I
you
wouldn't.
You can't say, I know that it's sexual, but
you
I think...
You know what? Do you assume that everyone's mind works the way that yours and mine does?
Well,
because maybe
you know,
they didn't notice until they saw the trend that was going. You have a trend going.
You ought to shop at my store because you sound like you might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. But,
yeah, right. That's
but
right,
there's
man.
A lot of people that don't.
All
and
right,
a
listen.
Lot of people don't see what's going on until it's put in front of them and they realize that they've been made a fool
well,
of and that's
think,
what they don't approve of.
Well, I don't think you can turn around and sue me after you willingly stood there with a corn dog dipped in mayonnaise.
All right, I get it. Layla, thank you very much.
You take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. You're in big trouble.
I'm in big trouble, huh?
You're running around with your little cute jokes, corn dogs, corn on the cob, the whole nine, and the Italian sweet sausage, and then you have the gall to bring up our soldiers returning from Iraq and Elton John and Chinese getting smuggled into the
You know, you can go straight down there to... You can go to the nether reaches.
Okay. All right, Bob, good luck, man, with that one. Can you imagine him being on the stand? Now, I'd like to bring into evidence this picture. 1-800-449-8686. I think we were going to take a look at the life and times of Steve Harvey. Was that what we were going to do, bud?
Yeah, I just had a comment on it.
And then we're going to also talk about Jeannie Zelasco?
Yeah, I got a comment on it.
What was I doing when I said all of this, man? Was I sober?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so that's going to be... Well, I like Jeannie Zelasco. I know what happened. I was reading some websites. I know what it was. I was going over your Babe of the Week with you. And I said, why don't you have Jeannie Zelasco on there?
Are you kidding me? She's not hot.
See, this is what I mean. You're so freaking retarded. Who is it this week, by the way?
Florence Henderson. Oh, okay. The one woman that every guy wanted to get in a sack with, you don't think she's hot.
Are you out of your bloody mind? She's 112. And the last time I heard her talk, I could hear her teeth moving in her mouth. Thank you.
That's in a commercial.
I don't give a crap. Whoever the cat was that was doing that session, that poor lady, she's doing a commercial for Polygrip, which, by the way, how come it's on my show? Oh, well, no, that's fine. I really think it's great. Thank you for the money. But if you're going to do that, don't you think that it should be working? In other words, she's talking, and you can hear her holding her bridge in with her thumb. Hello, I'm Florence Henderson. You know, this quality grip, as soon as it dries, it's great. So, she's your Babe of the Week, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's why, City, why don't you make it Jeannie Zelasco?
Everybody hates her. Plus, Florence Henderson likes young guns.
Oh, well. Well, I don't care if everybody hates Jeannie Zelasco. I think she's a beautiful woman, and I like her commentary. I think it's just as insightful as who's that big lummox they got her working with. All those guys. Tim McCarver. I think I'd rather look at her than him. Are you nuts?
She got a big butt.
Yeah? And your point is what? So she's got a big butt.
Oh, my God. You like big butts, huh?
Never said that I didn't. Never said that I didn't, my man. And as far as Steve Harvey goes, I wish him all the luck in the world. I think he's doing great. I say to Steve Harvey, why in the name of God do you continue with a radio gig? His life and his career is going so great. Steve Harvey, as you know, has been in he's got his hit TV show. He does a lot of movies. He's a funny cat. He's hooked up with Cedric the Entertainer for another movie. And he gets out of bed at 3 a.m. for that freaking radio show, and they're working him 5 hours a day. You know that beat? You know the beat? They're running five-hour air shifts on that station. You know, I don't want to say anything, and I probably shouldn't, but I think that the time has come to allow black people to have the same hours as white folks. You guys over on the beat, do you realize that, you know, it's like you're getting beat? 5-hour air shifts they're running over there. Steve Harvey, listen to him, 4 to 11. And then the midday cat runs from like 11 to 5, if that's midday. And then from 5 to midnight, it's, you know, what's the name of some of those guys, bud?
I got their names here in a minute. I don't like listening to that music. I mean, I like the music. I don't like the DJs.
Yeah, because they're black. Find me that thing, because I got...
One guy's name is Corndog.
One guy's name is Corndog. Well, we could have used him in that last bit. Corndog, and I think they got another chick by the name of...
Then I got another guy, his Corndog, and his, the guy that works with him is named Mayo.
All right, get out of here.
All right, please.
Yeah, Corndog and Mayo tonight at 6 on The Beat.
The Beat?
Yeah, Spinderella. Hey, Corndog, get yourself a sidekick named Mayo. Now you're happening. And so then you go, this is Corndog, and I'm Mayo, and this is The Beat.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, we're going to take a break, go outside, blow our brains out, and we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So I said, okay, it wasn't that hard. There's a little patch of ground we got near the garage. So she goes and she gets, she's growing all kinds of crazy stuff, man. Honest to God, my wife, as a kid, I don't know how many of you guys did this, and I used to read about it and hear about it, like for the summer, you'd go back to grandma and grandpa's farm, that kind of deal. I mean, it probably this generation, the older generation, my generation, your grandparents lived on farms. I mean, you would say, oh, we went back to my grandma and grandpa's farm for the summer. No, you don't go back to your, you know, you go back to their condo. Oh, we went back to my grandma and grandpa's golf course. So she did. When Maria was a kid, she had grandparents and still has family in New Mexico. That's where her people are from, some of them. And the other part of her family's from Chicago. But in the summertime, they would go back to the family spread near Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they would climb hay bales, and they would ride horses, and they did all that farm stuff. And she dug it. It was like she talks about it very, very fondly. Why wouldn't you? Why, if you're a kid, why wouldn't you think that was cool, you know? And she even told me one time, this is why my wife didn't like to ride horses. When we went down to Mexico, I said, hey, baby, let's take one of those sunset horseback rides. You know, they had it in the hotel was offering it. And she's not me. I ain't getting on one of those things. You can carve that thing up for glue before I get. Well, what happened was when she was a kid, she got on a horse. Now, this is what she claims. Now, does this sound like bullcrap to you? Maria claims when she was a kid, she was at her grandparents' farm, got on the horse, and it took off for 3 hours. Her holding on. She said, you know, she had on shorts, so, you know, if you've ever ridden a horse and you don't ride it right, man, your thighs, your rear end, everything is skinned. So she didn't dig that part of farm life, but the part of farm life she did dig was the whole planting things. Now, we got a little patch of dirt near the garage, man. She's growing corn? Speaking of corn, that's why we've got corn on the brain. I spent all weekend planting it, if you'll pardon the expression.